This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel attends a reception hosted by Nepali Embassy in Geneva. President Paudel will now leave for a friendly visit to Germany today. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda acknowledges the government's investment-friendly policy for increasing domestic and foreign investment in Nepal's hydropower development. Nepal restricts South Africa to 115 runs for 7 wickets in ongoing ICC Men's T20 World Cup, and Russian President Vladimir Putin lays out terms for a ceasefire in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel attended a reception organized in his honor by the Nepali Embassy in Geneva. On the occasion, President Paudel was welcomed by Nepal's ambassador to Switzerland, Ramprasad Subedi, and the Nepalese living and working in Switzerland. At the function, Ambassador Subedi noted that the meeting between the President of Nepal and the President of Switzerland had strengthened the relationship between the two countries. Furthermore, the keynote address by the President at the opening session of the Global Alliance for Social Justice Program has established Nepal's international identity on the global stage. According to the personal secretariat, President Paudel will now leave for a friendly visit to Germany today. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda inaugurated the 400 kV Hetauda substation amidst a program organized by the Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, in Hetauda yesterday. The substation is located at Thana Bharyang of Hetauda Submetropolitan City 11 in Makwanpur district. It is the third largest automatic substation in the country based on a gas-insulated system, GIS, and was brought into operation last Friday. With the construction of the substation, infrastructure is capable of transmitting around 4,000 megawatts of electricity has been readied. Addressing the inaugural program yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal reiterated that negative narratives had been replaced and proved wrong by facts and figures and the timely completion of large-scale infrastructures. Lawmakers of the House of Representatives have demanded the government rescue the disaster survivors on time. During the meeting, yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmaker Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai drew the government's attention towards its failure to rescue disaster victims on time due to lack of adequate means and resources. Similarly, Leela Bokhim asked the government to arrange a helicopter for the rescue during the emergency as the landslide had caused a huge loss of lives and properties as well as obstructed vehicular movement. Likewise, Mijula Rayamaji demanded the government arrange appropriate relief for the victims' families, asking to provide compensation to the families of the victims who have lost their lives while serving the people, making a clear policy. She also demanded the government to be serious on the issue of women's security. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamisani has called for technological enhancement of the traffic management system. During his inspection of the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office yesterday, Home Minister Lamisani urged traffic police personnel to present themselves in a more friendly, cordial and responsible manner. Office Chief Deputy Inspector General Posraj Pokhrel briefed the Home Minister about measures put in place against the violation of traffic rules, mobilization of workshop and traffic management. A meeting of the World Bank Group's International Development Association, IDA, is taking place in Kathmandu from the 18th to 21st of June. Addressing a news conference organized at the Ministry of Finance yesterday to disseminate information about the meeting, Finance Secretary Madhukumar Marasini said IDA 21 meeting shall determine the guiding direction as to the kind of policy to be adopted for resource mobilization. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is scheduled to inaugurate the IDA 21 meeting where more than 200 individuals from 70 countries are attending. India's ambassador to Nepal, Nabin Srivastava, yesterday called on Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma. In the meeting held at the Communication Ministry in Singhadarbar, Minister Sharma congratulated the newly formed government in India and expressed her confidence that Nepal-India relations would reach a new height in its tenure. Minister Sharma said that Indian cooperation would be important to advance the information technology decade more effectively as the government has announced the year 2024-34 as the information technology decade. An international tourism fair began at Bhrikuti Mandap of Kathmandu yesterday to promote Nepal's tourism in the international market. Inaugurating the fair, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Hit Bahadur Tamang, expressed the belief that the fair would be fruitful to promote Nepal's tourism across the world. Minister Tamang underscored the ministry has been carrying out activities with a commitment to fulfilling the government's goal of bringing in at least 1.6 million tourists this year. 155 entrepreneurs from 16 countries, including Nepal, have been participating in the two-day fair. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break now.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक एन्ड इट्स नाउ फर सम इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Ukraine would need to withdraw troops from territories Russia claims to have annexed before a ceasefire could begin, a proposal Ukraine's president called a Hitler-like ultimatum. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has long said Ukraine will not negotiate with Moscow until Russian forces leave all Ukrainian territory, including Crimea. The Russian president also said Ukraine would have to give up on joining NATO before peace talks could start. Mr. Putin's statement setting out his ceasefire conditions comes as leaders from 90 countries prepare to meet in Switzerland today to discuss paths towards peace in Ukraine, a summit Russia has not been invited to. The peace summit comes after G7 leaders agreed to use interest from frozen Russian assets to help Ukraine fight invading Russian forces. In a fitting display against a test-playing nation, Nepal has restricted South Africa to 115 runs for 7 wickets in 20 overs in the match under the ICC T20 World Cup currently underway in West Indies. In restricting the opponents, Kushal Bhurtel took 4 wickets, giving away just 19 runs in his quota of 4 overs. Likewise, Dipendra Singh Aidi took 3 wickets, giving away 21 runs. Joining the team for the first time in the World Cup, Sandeep Lamisani failed to take a wicket but gave only 18 runs in 4 overs. For South Africa, opener Reza Hendricks was able to score some runs, scoring 43 runs in 49 balls before being brilliantly caught and bowled by Dipendra Singh Aidi. Earlier, after winning the toss, Nepal invited South Africa to bat first at Arnos Vale Cricket Stadium in Kingstown, West Indies. This is the first time Nepal is playing South Africa. Nepal must win today's match to have any chances of making it to the last 8. South Africa has already qualified for the Super 8 from Group D. Nepal has managed just 1 point in the group after a loss and a draw. Currently, Nepal is chasing a target of 116 runs in 20 overs, needing 25 runs in 30 balls with 7 wickets remaining. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the monsoon system in the eastern part of the country and partial influence of local and western winds as well as the low pressure system formed around Bihar, India in the remaining parts of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati province along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province and partly to mainly fair. In the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi and Bagmati province and a few places of Madhes and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. Furthermore, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has asked to be cautious in central and western Terai as the regions are likely to witness excessive hot weather in the coming 3 days. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 23 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 33.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandr Pauwdel attends a reception hosted by Nepali Embassy. President Pauwdel will now leave for a friendly visit to Germany today. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda acknowledges the government's investment-friendly policy for increasing domestic and foreign investment in Nepal's hydropower development. Nepal restricts South Africa 215 runs for 7 wickets in ongoing ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And Russian President Vladimir Putin lays out his terms for a ceasefire in Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.